Isfay, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down from Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Well, we had yesterday. Remember, yesterday we had the case where somebody was busy with their learning and they ended up being outside the tchum, so they made these the human walls. They made these human walls to allow him to surrounded him. So he had these new mechitzos, and he was able to walk back into the city. And we said that the question over there was is because the walls didn't reach all the way to the city. It was 2 amos short. Did we hold like Rabbi Eliezer or not? So the idea was though is that we did make. That Rav Nachman permitted us to make these walls, especially these walls out of people, on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to ask on that premise. The Gemara says, "Esvi Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava." So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asks Rava. So you see, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asking about Rava, right? What about the following brisa? The following brisa is dealing about a case on Sukkos. So on Sukkos, the case happens as Nafal Dofna, as Rashi says, the wall of the Sukkah fell down, right? So Nafal Dofna. Fell down on Shabbos or Yontif. So the Brisa says, "Lo yamid ba adam behema v'kelim." You cannot put up as the third. I guess it's the third wall. I guess you cannot put up on the third wall a person, an animal, or kelim. Meaning you cannot fill in this missing wall by putting a person in there. And the lo yiskof es hamita lifro saleh sodin. Don't turn over the bed, and then put on sheets over it to make the third wall. Why the fisha ain't osin oel arai b'tchila b'yomtov ain't shorchlom b'shabbos? Because we don't make this oel, we don't build an oel on Shabbos and Yontif. But you see here that from the Braisa says that you cannot make these mechitzos, can't make these walls on Shabbos. So you can't use a person to make these walls on Shabbos, to make these walls on the Sukkah, so on Shabbos or Yontif. So how did Rav Nachman allow us to use people to make the walls in order to get the Talmud to come back in to the Tchum? So the Gemara says, so Amar Leh, so Rava says back to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, well, you're asking me a question from that Braisa? Well, I'll show you from a different Braisa that does allow you to do this. Right? Amar Leh, at Amar Leh Meha, va'ana anmina lach meha. But I'll ask you from a different Braisa. That Braisa that he quotes says, Osa Adam eschavero dofen. You're allowed to make your friend into a wall. I guess your wall falls down, you stick your friend as the third wall, you stick your friend as the wall, right? Osa adam es chaveru dofen kideisha yochov v'yishtev v'yishan, nor that it'll allow you to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. As Rashi points out, those are the mitzvahs of the sukkah. So you're allowed to put up the person as the wall. And it also says v'yiskov esamita v'yifros olot sadin, and you're allowed to turn over the bed and then put over sheets over it kideisha lo yipal chama ala meis. I guess in order to prevent, to give shade in case there was a dead body there, vala ochlim, to prevent the food from spoiling. So you see here now, we have one brice that says that you're allowed to make the ohel arai, and one brice that says that you're not allowed to. I mean, one brice says you're not allowed to put the people up there to make the wall, one brice says you can put the people to make the wall. So he says, don't ask me from that brice, meaning Rav Nachman will hold from the other brice. So I'm like, okay, fine. So Rav Nachman has what to hold like. But now we have a problem. We have these two brices that seem to be sosa themselves, right? Kasha ha'adadi. We have a stira between the brisos, because one brisa says you may do it, may put up the wall, and one brisa says you cannot put up the wall. So the Gemara is going to give three answers. Okay, so we'll reject the first two and give three answers to try to explain the apparent stira between the brisos. First, Gemara says lo kasha, it's not a stira between the brisos, because one brisa, the brisa that's usher to make this ol by putting the people there, that is Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbanon, the brisa that says that it's mutter, is going according to the shita of the Rabbanon. Which case is that? This is what we saw in Masechah Shabbos. We saw it a few times. I think it's on Daf Kuf Chav Hey or Kuf Chav Vav. I'm not sure. Right? The Gemara says, the Tanan. We have a Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos that you have Pekaka Chalon. Remember, the case was, it's basically the shutter of a window. In those days, the windows didn't have glass. So you had these shutters. And during the day, you would take off the shutters to let the wind in, let the breeze come in. And at night, or whenever you want to close it up, you'd have to put a shutter into the frame. It wasn't glass. It was mamish, the shutter in the frame. So you have Pekaka Chalon. So this thing that closes up the window, Rabbi Lezer says, Bizmanchu kasher v'toloi, if it is tied and hanging, meaning it's tied and hanging it's tied to the house, and it's not resting on the ground, the shutter, it's hanging in the air, then poking kimbo. Then you're allowed to, close it up on Shabbos, because I guess this way, it doesn't look like you're adding to a building. It looks like it's part of the building already. V'imla, but if it's not tied and hanging, ain't poking bow. Then you cannot use it to close up the window because that looks like bone. But Chachamim Omrim Bein Kach Ubein Kach poking bone. No matter what, whether it's you have to have one condition. Either it's tied or it's even if it's tied or not tied, poking bone. You're allowed to close up the window. So the Gemara thinks right now that the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim about whether you're allowed to close up the window is the same machlokas that we have between the Brises, meaning as follows: that the Rabbi Elazar is going to say that you allow. Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to make this ohel. Therefore, he's going to say you're not allowed to be the Brisa that says you're not allowed to put the people or the kalim to make the wall in the sukkah. And the Chachamim, who say that you are allowed to put up the shutter, he's going to be the Brisa who says that the Brisa that says you may put up the people in the kalim to make the wall of the sukkah. The Gemara says that can't be. That's not the case. V'ha'it marla. We already established when we explained this Mishnah. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moldim She'in Osim Ola Rai B'Tchila. Everyone agrees that you can't lichatchila put the shutter in, like in the first instance, right? You can't put it in anew, just make it as the first time, right? What's going on in the Brisas that we're talking about the sukkah? The wall falls down. You're taking a person or kalim and sticking it in as a wall. Well, that's making it initially the wall. No one, Rabbana, don't allow you to do that, to make the first time, right? Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Yochanan, Kol Modim She'in Osim Ola Rai B'Tchila B'Yontov Ein Tzorech Lo B'Shabbos. Lo Nechleklu, what's the machlokas? Ela Lahosif. The idea is that you're trying to add on to the building, right? Here, like putting the shutter into the wall, right? Shabbi Lezer Omer Ein Mosifin. They can't even add on to the building. He says, you may. Meaning that the Chachamim only allow you here is because you're not making the wall. This looks like you're adding to the wall. By putting the shutter, it looks like you're adding to the wall. But to make the wall initially, even the Chachamim won't agree to that. So they cannot be the author of the Braisa that allows you to put the people or put the Kalim to be the wall of the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. I'll give you a different answer. I'll give you a different one. Ella lo kasha. It's not going to be a problem to steer between the brisas. Ha, the brisa that says that it's mutter to make the mechitza in the sukkah on Shabbos is Kerev Meir. And ha, the brisa that says you're not allowed to make the mechitza in the sukkah is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, Netanya. What's that case? We have the following brisa. Asa'a lebehema dofin lesukkah. So the brisa says you have a case where you put an animal. I guess you put some sort of domesticated animal to be the wall of the sukkah, right? So that you put in the animal. Reb Meir posel. Reb Meir says it's puzzle. It's not considered a good wall, right? Rashi says mefarish masecha sukkah kashema tivrach because the animal's not going to stay. It's going to run away. I don't know. Maybe you can tie it down. I don't know. But he says an animal's not going to stay. So that's why Reb Meir says it's not a good wall. And Rabbi Yehuda machshir. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. It is a good wall. So Reb Meir dekah puzzle hasim. So according to Reb Meir, who passes the sukkah, if you put up the wall, put up the animal for the wall, amalav mechitzahi, must hold that it's not considered a mechitza by putting up the animal there. So hachashari, so that's why he thinks on Shabbos, you're allowed to put the animal there. So he'd be the brisa that says you're allowed to put the animal there. Right, the lav kamidika of it, because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything that has any halachic significance, and therefore you didn't make a wall. By the fact that he says it doesn't make the wall, it doesn't kasha the sukkah, that means that he's not allowed. Say he's saying that it's not a good wall. If it's not a good wall, so put it up on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda de Kamachshir Hasam. Rabbi Yehuda over there who says that putting an animal does make a kosher wall. So al mechitzahi. That means he holds that the animal is a good wall, which means acha aser. That's why he's going to say by Shabbos it's going to be aser because you're not allowed to make an ol. You're not allowed to make this building on Shabbos. So what Bryce that says that it's mutter to put it there on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's going to be Rav Meir, and the Brisa that's us, or it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. So the problem I have with this is that you're establishing the Brisa that says you're allowed to do it, to make this wall on Sukkot, on Shabbos, is because, and then it said there that you're allowed to, and therefore you can eat and drink and sleep in the Sukkot. But Rav Meir just said that, the reason why you're allowed to do it is because it doesn't have any halachic significance. So how can that possibly be? The Shita, how can Rav Meir possibly be the author of that Brisa? That Brisa says you're allowed to put it up in order to eat, drink, and sleep in the Sukkah. Now we're saying that Rav Meir is the author of that Brisa because he allows you to put the animal as the wall because it has no significance. That's just not the Brisa. How is that? I don't have an answer. That's just not the answer. That's not the same. It's not the same Shita. I don't know. Maybe that's the Gemara's question now. So the Gemara says, Gemara is now going to ask. Okay, the Gemara says, "V'tisbara, Is that how you're going to answer the steer of the brisa? Again, we're answering that the brisa, that one brisa that says it's mutter is Rav Meir, the one that says usher is Rav Yehuda. Amar d'shamas li Rav Meir behema. Maybe we know the idea that Rav Meir says it's puzzle, that it doesn't count as a legit wall if you put an animal there. But other v'keli mishamas li, at what point ever did we hear Rav Meir say that if you put an adam, a person, or kalim, that it's going to be a problem, right? That mechitza might be good. If that mechitza is good, then you would accomplish something on Shabbos. And if you would accomplish something on Shabbos, then how can you put it there, according to Rav Meir, how can you put it there on Shabbos, and the Brisa says it's mutter? Why? In other words, the Brisa only makes sense to say Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says there's no impact when an animal goes there. But what about a human and kalim? He said an animal has no impact because it might run away. The human has das, will stay for as long as you want him to stay, and the kalim will stay as long as you let them stay. So those do have impact, make a wall. If they do have impact to make a wall, then maybe it'll be usher. So how can you say that Rav Meir is the author of the Brisa that says you're allowed to put up animals, humans, and kalim? So the Gemara says, Vesu, and even more so, yeah, I know. Yeah, they have to go. when you made those animals and you put them around the circle and you made them into the rishus. Yeah, I remember that, Gemara. I don't know. Where is that? Whoa! Look at you. So I thought you said yeah. You're doing the zikro. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Vesu, and another question asked on Rav Meir. Rav Meir aliba deman. And Rav Meir now basically is telling you that you're allowed to put this animal, right? He said that Rav Meir is now able to put this animal on, right? What did the Brisa say? Rav Meir said that you make the way we're setting it up is that Rav Meir is saying you're allowed to put the animal as the wall for the sukkah on Shabbos. Well, who does he hold like? Remember, we just had this machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer, we said that the machlokas is only if you're adding on to the structure. But to create a wall for the structure, no one allowed you to do that in the first instance. Right? So who does Rav Meir hold like? Right? Vesu, Rav Meir, liba deman. I liba de Rabbi Eliezer, lahosif nami aser. You're not allowed to add on to a structure. Ve'ela liba de Rabbanon, but according to the Rabban, emad de amar Rabban lahosif, lichachilim yamor. Rav Rabban never allow you to make, in the first instance, a wall. He only allows you to add on to an existing structure, not to create the structure. So who would Rav Meir hold like? So we're going to reject the whole thing. Maybe my question also adds to the rejection. I guess that's not going to be, again, we still now stand with the stira between the brises about whether or not you're allowed to put up the humans or the animals or the kalim as a wall for the sukkah on sukkahs, right, on yontif. So Gemara says, Ella havaha rabbanon, if both are going to be the shita rabbanon. Shita rabbanon say that you're allowed to add to the structure on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to create it from the beginning with. So he says, v'kelim v'kelim l'kasha, there's no problem with the kelim, because ha, one brisa that says that you're not allowed to make the mechitza with kelim, that's bedofen shlishis, ha bedofen revias. Depends which wall you're making. If you're using the kelim to make a third wall, which is the third wall to actually make the sukkah kosher, so that what you're doing is now you're creating the sukkah. That you're not allowed to do. But ha, the brisa that allows you to use kelim to make a wall on the sukkah, on Shabbos, a wall for the sukkah on Shabbos, that's bedofen revias. That's the fourth wall. You already have three walls up, so all you're doing now is you're adding to the structure. You're not creating the structure, you're adding to it, and that we saw that the Rabbanon says mutter, dekanami, and the Gemara says you can make a deal that that's the case, dekatani, because the case is nafal dofna. If its wall falls, right, then lo yamid ba adam lehem b'kelim. Dofna, I guess they're saying, is its wall, somehow that implies the third wall. Somehow that implies a wall that makes it into a kosher sukkah. So if the third wall falls down, you can't put, that's when the Brisa says you can't put kalim or animals or anything like that to create the third wall, because the Rabbanon do not allow you to create the structure on Shabbos. But if it's the fourth wall, then you're just adding to the existing structure, then that would be okay. And the Gemara says, because it's all awry, it's already there. Yeah. The Gemara says, Shema Mina, that's what we're going to prove from it. So the Gemara, the problem though is now, though, that answered Kalim. That answered the Kalim case. What about Ella Adam Adam Kasha? One Bryce says you can use a human as the wall, one Bryce says you may not use a human as the wall. So Gemara says, Adam Adam Nami Lo Kasha, a person is also not going to be a Kasha. Kan Ladas Kan Shalom Ladas. Depends on what the person who you're using as the wall knows that he's being used for the, that he's being used. Right? Rashi says, Ladas. That's the last top line at the top. Right? Sha Omed Sham Yodeya Shelishem Mechitza Hemidu Sham Aser. If I know that, if the person being placed as the wall knows that he's being used as a wall, then it's going to be usher. But shalol das, Rashi continues, it's mutter. Why? He says, because that's not the way to answer your binyan question. That's not the way you build. You don't build a wall by putting people. Right? Aval kli, derech binyan bekach, hu hilkok dofen shlishis usher. But a kli, Marcel, a kli, you can't make it as the third wall, because that would be binyan. That would be the third wall. But the person, if he knows that he's being used as the wall, then it's usher. If he doesn't know, then it's mutter. So the Bryce says that it's mutter is talking about where he doesn't know, and the Bryce says it's usher is talking about where he does know. Right? So the Gemara says, well, let's go back. How did we start this whole thing? We started this whole thing because we had the case where the guy was out in the field. He left the tchum, and we wanted to get him, let him come back into the city. So we made a wall of the people. Right, so v'had the Rabbi Nechemi b'Reid Rav Chanilai l'das havai. There must have been the case where he told the people, "Hey, let's go make a wall so we can get back into the tchum." So that shows that the people know what, that they're doing this. And if I have to figure out what the svar is, why the difference between knowing and not knowing, but let's leave that for now. But he says that's a case. Seems to be a case where they knew. So he says, "No, shalom v'das havai. They didn't know. He just stomp called people. Hey, let's just make a circle." I said, okay, they made a circle, I know, we'll play a game or something like that, and then the person, that guy, was able to walk in. But the Gemara says, Rav Chisda miyad l'hai l'das havei, but Rav Chisda was the one who told everybody to come to make the wall, the human wall. He knew what was going on. He says, Rav Chisda shlom in a minyan havei. Enoch Hanami, you're right, he knew. But Rav Chisda did not put himself amongst the people. Rav Chisda did not know that, Rav Chisda, even though he knew that they were making the wall, he was not part of the wall. So therefore, he doesn't disqualify it. Okay. Hanhu b'nei genana. So we had these b'nei genana. I think we came across them, b'nei genana, once before, that they would use these people. And here he says b'nei chuppah. But I thought once we saw them, it said that they were, they came from a certain place, and they didn't know the halacha so well. Oh, so what they do, d'ilu maya b'mechitza shel b'nei adam. So what happened was, it seems to hear what's going on here now is that these people made walls on Shabbos, made human walls on Shabbos to allow to carry something from Shusha Rabbim to Shusha Yachid. So it's a big leap from what we were saying now. Up till now, we were making the human wall in order to, you know, extend the tchum, right? That which is on a whole derabbanan issue. Here, that what these guys were doing, we're making a human wall to make chitzos, I guess, to enclose an area to make it a Rishus HaYachid, to allow people to carry stuff that was out and bring it into Rishus HaYachid. So these Bnei Benana did that, and Nagdinu Shmuel. And Shmuel gave them, you know, Makas. He gave them Makas Mardos Midarbanon. Amar, he said, Im Amru Shalom Bidas, Yomru Ladas. Because he's going to say, maybe these people didn't know, but if people see others doing it, then eventually they're going to go do it by themselves or purposely. And if they do it purposely, we know that the halacha is that it's not going to be good, and then it'll be carrying. So he just whipped them so nobody would learn from them. Okay, Hanuziki, the case also, we had these flasks, the Havishadiyin Biris Tikka de Mechoza. I guess they were spread out on the streets of Mechoza, which was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you couldn't bring it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Bahadi the Asar Rava Mipirki, when Rava was coming back from to his house from the drasha, right? Alinu Nehale. Somehow he brought it in. They were all malava him, so I guess they were all encircling him, and somehow he was able to take them in from where they were, these flasks from where they were into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because there was this human wall. But Lishabta Achrise Boy Ilinu. The next week it happened again. And then Rava said they were not allowed to do that. Why? The Havale Kedeladas for Aser. Because the first week, Rava did it without them knowing. Then they saw what Rava did, so the next week they tried to do it again. Then they had knowledge, you know, pre-knowledge of it, and Rava said, now we can't do it. Only if you don't have knowledge, you can do it. Levi, and the Levi also brings cases. Levi Elil Etivna, he used this trickery in order to bring the Tevin in from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Ziri Aspasta, he brought this type of fodder into that way. Rav Shim Barchia Maya, he brought water. All these cases must have been where the people that he was using to make this wall, and making these machitzos, these people must not have known what was going on. So I guess that for that one time they were permitted to do that. Okay. So now we're on to the Mishnah on Mem Daled Amud Beis. So the Mishnah on Daled Amud Beis, and tomorrow using this Mishnah tomorrow gets into whole machlokas about not machlokas, but the issue. I mean, is machlokas the issue about Hatzalah members? If they go out to do the call, can they come back? It stems from this Mishnah and the Gemara on tomorrow's daf. So we'll try to say something tomorrow about that. So case is as follows. We're talking about a person who leaves the tchum on Shabbos for a reason. He has permission to leave the tchum. And what happens? Misha Yatza Birishus. He left the tchum with Rishus. Rashi says, he saw the new moon, so he's leaving the tchum to go tell people, to tell the Beis Din, Ola Hatzal Minagayas, to save people from the troops, Min Hanar, or Chachma Ba'alei later, it's a midwife. Something is going for a mitzvah. He's going out of the tchum, so he has permission to go out of the tchum. So Misha Yatza Birishus, so he leaves the tchum, but Amrulo, and as he's left the tchum or he's leaving the tchum, someone tells him, he must have gotten a text somehow, but Amrulo, Kvar Nasa Maisa, don't worry, it's all taken care of. You don't have to go. So a different aide came, someone else helped the woman give birth. So what's going on? So now he's out of the tchum. Can't usually, if you leave the tchum, the halacha is, you only have your dalet amos around you. You can't move anymore. Mishnah here says, Yeshlo alpayim amalachol ruach. In this situation, he has 2,000 amos from wherever he is, from where he is right now, that's considered his new makom shvisa, and he has 2,000 amos from around. If he's within the 2,000 amos of the city, according to this part of the Mishnah, he can go back. So yeshlo alpayim amos chol ruach. Now the Mishnah says two things that are very cryptic. We'll just read it. Im haya betocha tchum, if he's still within the tchum, ki ilo yatsa, it's as if he didn't leave, which the Rashi points out as pashut, meaning he has 2,000 amos to leave the city, and they stop him 1,500 amos. So Marin Mishnah says it's as if he didn't leave. Well, of course he didn't leave. He can go back. He only went to 1,500 amas. He can still go back. So what's the Mishnah saying? And then the Mishnah says, Kol hayotzim, anyone who goes out of the tchum, lahatzil, to go out to save lives, chozen l'mekomon. They're allowed to go back on Shabbos. That gets into what I mentioned before about, you know, people going in hatzalah calls. Kol hayotzim b'Shabbos. Sorry, kol hayotzim lahatzil, chozen l'mekomon b'Shabbos. Okay, right. Rashi says, closing with Makoman, Mefarish B'Gemara. It wasn't me closing with Makoman. Where else are they going to go back? So the Gemara will deal with that. That's tomorrow's. So now the Gemara just asks, "My imhayi betocha tchum kilo lo yotza." The last part of the Mishnah said, if the person left to do the mitzvah, and he was told that the mitzvah was already done, if he's still within the tchum, it's as if he didn't leave. What does that mean? Of course, he didn't leave, right? My im betocha tchum kilo lo yotza. What does that mean? Amar Rabba, hachik amar. This is what it means. Imhayi betocha tchum shelo, if he's still within his tchum, ki'ilu lo yotza mitoch beis odami. It's as if he didn't leave his house. Meaning, he's still in his house. The Gemara says again, that's pshita, that's pashut. If he didn't leave the tchum, right? If he didn't leave the tchum of his house, he's not kona shvisa in a new place, so his house is still his makom of his shvisa, and he's as if he's still standing in his house. So let's say he went down 1,500 amos, so he could go back to his house to 1,500 amos, he can go another 500 amos in the direction he was going, he never left the tchum, so what's the chiddush? So Gemara says, no. Mal detema hol va'akar akar kamash malan. You might have thought, or somebody might have thought, once the Chachamim gave him permission to leave, and he's leaving, it's as if he was ready to establish his makom shvisa in the new place to where he was going. That's where his makom shvisa is, and he's no longer makom shvisa in his home. And therefore, if he left wherever he left, he might, if he's not within the 2,000 amos of the new place, he might be stuck. Kamashma, no, he's not calling the shvisa in the new place. As long as he didn't leave his tchum, he's still within the shvisa of his original house, and he can go back. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Amar, that's how Rabba says it. Now, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Amar, this is how he explains the Mishnah, Hachik Amar, Im hayu tchumim shenosun lo chachamim, mivlu mitocha tchum shalo, ki'ilu lo yotza mitchumo. If the tchum that the Chachamim gave him overlaps, mivlu means overlap, now we're talking about overlapping tchumim. So if the tchum, the new tchum that they gave him overlaps his tchum, it's as if he never left his tchum. What does that mean? So let's say he has 2,000 amos to go to the west. And they told him he has to go somewhere which is 3,500 amos from his house, right? 3,500 amos from his house. So basically, if the new tchum that he was given, I guess, overlaps, it's only, whatever, it's 1,500 amos, it's with, if 2,000 amos of the new tchum some of that $2,000 of the new tchum is also overlapping into the old tchum. It's as if he never left from his first tchum, and he can even go all the way to the new tchum, right? That seems what Rashi says. Rashi says, Klomer Mas, it's Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4th wide line. Masnisa b'kishvar yotzo mitchumo askinan. He already left his 2,000 amos, right? But what's going on here is if the new tchum that he was given stands within the old tchum, and he left all the way, right? Again, his tchum, and let me say this again. His tchum, his tchum is to 2,000 amos. The place where they want him to go is, I guess, 3,000 amos away. So the new tchum has 2,000 amos, but 1,000 of those amos overlap with the old tchum. So even though he left his new tchum and he's within the, even though he left the old tchum and he's in the new tchum, but since that new tchum overlapped with the old tchum, he can still go back to his house because the overlapping tchumim have significance. Clear or no? Right, silence is acquiescence. Okay, so b'may kamiflagi, right? So what's this machlokas? Because remember, the case is that Rabba answered that he did not leave the tchum, and his answer was that the chiddush was that he's allowed to come back into his house. And Rav Shimon bar Chiya says he did leave the tchum. He left the tchum, but he left the tchum, and the new tchum overlaps with his old tchum, so he can come back. So my kamiflagi. So what's the machlokas? Mar sabar have lost tchumim milsehi, or mar sabar lav milsehi. The question is, do they think that overlapping tchumim have a halachic significance? Rabba says no, and Rav Shimon bar Chiya says that yeah, overlapping tchumim would have significance. I wonder, does Artel have a picture of the overlapping? No picture in the Masifta. So Amarle Abaye le Rabba. So Abaye says now to Rabba. Rabba basically now was the one who said that we're dealing with a situation where he did not leave the tchum. Why? Because we just said that Rabba holds that overlapping tchumim have no significance. So Amarle Abaye le Rabba. Abaye says to Rabba, who says Rebbe, va'at lo tisbra that I've lost tchumim milsehi. You don't hold that there's this concept of overlapping tchumim. I'll give you the following case that you taught us. It's an interesting case. Uma ilu shavas bin ma'ara. There's a person, and Rashi has a picture. Person's in a cave. Right? So the person is a cave. The cave is wider on the, the cave is wider on the bottom than it is on the top. Right? It's 4,000 amos on the bottom. Right? So let's see. Right? Ma ilu shav bin ma'ara shetocha arbas alpayim. Right? He's in a cave whose base is 4,000 amos. The algaga, but on the top of the cave, on top, it's pachos me'arbos alafim amos. It's less than 4,000 amos, right? So what's the case? So he has, I guess he's in the bottom of this cave, it's 4,000 amos. He's konish shvison in the bottom of this cave for Shabbos, not sure why or where or how he got there or what he's doing there, but that's where he is. He's konish shvison in the bottom of this cave. This cave has two entrances or exits on either side, one on the east side and one on the west side. So the Mishnah said, he quotes the case that lo nimtza mahalik kula chutzla apayim ama. The case, as Rashi says, Rashi explains this, it's a long Rashi on the bottom with the picture, but let's try to do it outside. The case is you have this cave that has two openings on either side, on the east side and the west side, okay? And the person was kone his shvisa in the cave. So now he is permitted to walk in the entire depth of the cave. He's called Nishvisa. Let's say it's 4,000 amos. He's called in the middle. He has 2,000 amos to each side. He can walk. The roof of the cave, or on top of the cave, there's only two entrances, and on top of the cave, it's less than 4,000 amos. He can come out on the east side. He can come out on the west side. So if he comes out on the east side, he can walk 2,000 amos to the east and 2,000 amos. He can walk 2,000 amos in either direction. And if he comes out on the other side, he can walk 2,000 amos in either direction. But if he walks, comes out on the east side, comes out on the west side, there's overlapping tchumim walking towards the middle, right? Walking towards the back, right? He can go out this way, he can go this way, or he can go this way, and it's overlapping tchumim, because he has two, remember, it's 2,000 amos this way, 2,000 amos that way, it's 4,000 amos on the bottom, but it's less than 4,000 amos on top. So therefore, I don't know, Arshkel must have a picture of this one. Okay. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi's picture is also okay. You see on the bottom, right, Rafi, it's 4,000 amos on the bottom. It's less than 4,000 amos on top. So now he can walk if he goes out the entrance on the right, he can walk 2,000 amos that way and 2,000 amos to the left. If he goes out the entrance on the left side, he can walk 2,000 amos to the left or 2,000 amos to the right. So if he's walking towards the middle of the cave on top, he's overlapping, right? It's over, and he can walk that. So he can do, and it's more than two. He can walk the whole distance on top, even though it's more than 2,000 amos, because it's not 4,000 amos. Let's say it's 3,000 amos, but that means each side is overlapping. So you see from here that you do hold this concept that overlapping tchumim have impact. So Amrale, so Rabbi says back to Abaye, there's a big difference between this case that you're telling me here in the cave and the other case that we're talking about where the person left the tchum to go do a mitzvah. In the case over here, he was kone the shvisa before Shabbat started. We've seen this a few times. Before Shabbat started, that's where he was, and the overlapping tchumim will have significance if he had these things before Shabbat started. Right? Amrle, the lo shani lachman. I answer you. Ben hachad the shavas ba'aver mechitzas be'od yom. Lahachad the lo shavas ba'aver mechitzas be'od yom. Was he kone shvisa in these mechitzas before Shabbat started? If yes, I hold that you could overlap. If no, like our case in the Mishnah, the case in the Mishnah was he started Shabbos in the city and then he walked out. And his chachamim are now giving him a new tchum. But he wasn't in that new, he wasn't there to start Shabbos, so there I won't hold that you can overlap. And therefore, if he goes outside of 2,000 amos, I won't let him walk back. That's what Rabbah says. The Gemara then says, the hechad lo shavas lo, is that really the case that you're telling me that even if you weren't in the mechitzos before Shabbos, you don't hold of overlapping tchumim, right? What about the following case, right? This Mishnah, we've mentioned this a few times now, Batznan, this is a person who left the tchum b'mezid, right? So according to the tchum, even if he goes one amma outside of the tchum, he's stuck. He can't go back. According to Rabbi Elezer, if he's two amos outside of the tchum, he can still walk back in, because Rabbi Elezer holds everyone has four amos in their own. So if you're standing there and you're only two amos outside of the tchum, well now you've overlapped a little bit with the tchum behind you, so you can go back in. So that's what he says. Rabbi Lezer Omer Shtayim Yikanes Shalosh Lo Yikanes. My love, Rabbi Lezer Lutan made the Amar Vehuba Emsaon. He's in the middle, and Arba almost the Yavali Rabbanan command of Lu Dami. You get four amos in each direction. So now I have four amos back towards the tchum, right? So I have four amos because I left the tchum, right? So I left the tchum, right? So I left the tchum. So now I have four amos. Rabbi Lezer says that if it's as if I'm standing in the middle, like. And therefore, I only have two amos, I guess, on each side. So if those two amos then overlap with the tchum that I left, I can still go back in. So you see that? You see, and he wasn't there before Shabbos, and yet you're allowed to go back in. The overlapping works. So he had ka'amar gikonis. Amo have lost tchum and milsahi. You see that you can go back in. So Rabbi Brachon Labaye, Abaye says, Umi de Rabbi Lezer, kamosef le'lamar. You're asking from Rabbi Lezer? Why are you asking from Rabbi Lezer? Let's just say that Rabbi holds like Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to go back in. So he doesn't hold about that overlapping works. So I'm relay in. Abai says, no, I am asking him from Bilezer to Shmilei Minei Demar, because I heard from Rabba that, I heard the following from Rabba, who he's asking the question on, is that Ad Kan Lo Pligar Rabbanan Leidor Rabbanan El Ledvar Rishus, Aval Dvar Mitzvah Modulei, that the Rabbanan agree that if you're going out for a Dvar Mitzvah and you left the tchum, but you're only two amos outside the tchum, you could still go back in. So you see that my Rabbi Rabba does hold that even if you weren't in those mechitzas before Shabbos started, you could still have this concept of overlapping. So how can you tell me you don't hold over? Yeah, go ahead. Huh? Right. Right. So here, but there they also, the difference was they accomplished the mitzvah. Here they stops. He stops midway. They tell them to stop. So the question was where he can go. All right, it's a little confusing at the end. I apologize. But we'll pick up tomorrow. I don't know. You want to do it at 8:30 tomorrow instead of 9? Or is... Stick it at 9. It might be easier. All right, I'll set. Go ahead, Josh. See where he works for me. All right, so I'll make a decision in tomorrow to see how the day goes. All right, have a good night, guys.